AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Los Angeles, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the message is,
we'll continue to sustain and increase our operations in this city. We are not going away.
During Noem's press conference on immigration raids, California Senator Alex Padilla, a Democrat, was removed from the room.
I want to talk specifically to the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles.
Because the fact of the matter is, a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating
I also want to talk about specifically.
Noem says Padilla did not ask for a meeting with her, and she criticized his interruption.
I think everybody in America would agree that that wasn't appropriate.
The Trump administration is suing New York State over a law that blocks immigration officers from arresting people at New York courthouses, saying it purposely shields dangerous criminals. One passenger survived the crash of an Air India plane bound for London that killed at least 240 people. The death toll includes medical students who were in a college hostel when the plane hit the building shortly after takeoff. Aviation expert John Cox talked about the plane.
This is the first fatal accident involving a 787. The airplane's been in service for well over 10 years, probably longer than that. So as tragic as this is, I don't believe you can draw the conclusion that some way the 787 is not a safe aircraft.
Video broadcast by Indian news channels appears to show a bloodied survivor walking away from the crash site and people running behind him. At the crash site, the tail cone of the aircraft with damaged stabilizer fins still attached to it was lodged near the top of one of the buildings. Iran says it has built and will activate a third nuclear enrichment facility, ratcheting up tensions with the UN immediately after its atomic watchdog censured Iran for failing to comply with obligations meant to prevent it from developing a nuclear weapon. This is AP News. There were heated exchanges on Capitol Hill with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth over his use of two signal chats to discuss U.S. strikes on Houthi rebels. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Hegseth was pressed multiple times by Representative Seth Moulton over whether or not classified information was shared.
What was the classification marking?
Because again, classifications of any information in an ongoing operation that was successful are not things that would be disclosed in a public forum.
Moulton, a Massachusetts Democrat and Marine veteran, jumped on that disparity.
You can very well disclose whether or not it was classified.
Hegseth dug in.
There were no names, targets, locations, units, routes, sources, methods, no classified information.
Moulton pressed Hegseth on his accountability.
I'm just asking if accountability applies to you. It's a very simple question. Use leadership by example.
Of course, unlike, I serve at the pleasure of the president like everybody else does.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.